Last week, I ended by having you to quote, "The Lord is the strength of my life." And man, I felt the power of God come down. How many of you felt the power of God really come down? And I felt led to start right there again today with that scripture, with that thought. The Lord is the strength of my life. God expects us to be strong and very courageous because He is the strength of our lives. We can't depend just on our strength. We have to depend on His. Before the battle of Jericho, Joshua was commanded to be strong and of good courage. If we will dwell in the presence of the Lord and meditate upon His word, we can have the supernatural strength of the Lord so we can fulfill that command, be strong and of good courage. God gives strength when our human strength fails. He provides the strength we need to win. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." The word salvation also means deliverance. As born-again believers, we've been delivered from the domain of darkness. We've been delivered from the old slave master, the devil. We've been delivered from slavery to sin and rebellion against God. "The Lord is my light and my salvation, my deliverer. Whom shall I fear? Since He is with me and protecting me and keeping me and delivering me, who should I fear? Why should I not be strong and of good courage? Because the Lord is with me." See, the Lord goes on to say, "The Lord is the strength of my life." And this is a different verse, but hopefully we'll get to that other one later. But this is in the Bible a lot. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" We must say this over and over until it gets into our spirit. If the Word of God is life and health, and we know that it is, we need to meditate upon it until it quickens to our heart. Jesus says, I said earlier, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because Jesus said earlier, you know, that He is our strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. And Jesus basically said the same thing. Psalm 37, verse 39, "But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord." I'm programmed with scriptures, and sometimes I say the wrong word. I take off on the wrong scripture because I've learned it that way. That's what I almost did. He is the strength in time of trouble. Say that with me. He is my strength in time of trouble. Say it again. He is my strength in the time of trouble. How many of you need strength right now in this time of trouble? You see, Isaiah 40, verse 29, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak." Do you believe that? Look at that. He gives strength to the weary. And when you're at your lowest point, don't give up. Don't give up. Get in the Word of God. Get in your prayer closet. Get in a good service like this. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. He gives strength and increases power. Why do you think these things are in the Word of God? Because He knew we were going to need them. He knew we were going to need them. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. When I first started pastoring a church many years ago in Lexington, Kentucky, this is the verse God gave me. And I didn't understand the power of the Word of God then like I do now. But boy, this scripture over the years has really been fantastic for me. Isaiah 41, verse 10. "Fear not." Let me know that's a command. Amen. You know, so, well, I already went to heaven. Maybe I'm next. You're not to think like that. Amen. God has a plan for your life. And most of you know what it is. If you don't find out what it is, then you don't have to worry about it. If God has a plan for your life, stay on it. Isaiah 41, verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. Do not be confused when things seem to be going in the wrong direction. Do not panic when it seems to be going against you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will" what? What does it say? "I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." That's the verse God gave me when I first started pastoring church. Say, don't be afraid, you country boy. Yay, you hillbilly. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So I've been living that for a long time. The Lord will strengthen us, help us, and hold us up. So when I just don't feel like I can stand, well, then trust him to hold you up. This life, you cannot endure this life without trust. Hope's important, faith is important, but when everything seems to fail, that's when you got to just trust God. Nothing seems to be working, but I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust him to do what this book says. Amen, preacher. I need an amen right there. Isaiah 14, verse 10, Caleb goes to Joshua. Now listen to this. Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years. This man had a promise that God was going to give him a certain farm in the promised land. And he kept that promise in his heart, even though the Israelites would not go in, and he couldn't go in without them. So he had to wait with them for 45 years until they all died off. And then he goes to Joshua and says, now that we're going in, I want you to give me that hill country. And, of course, God had already promised it to him. He wasn't asking Joshua to give him anything. He was just saying, give me the opportunity to go in there and take it. Amen. And a lot of times that's all we need is the opportunity to go take our promise. Just get in the Word of God and get your promise. Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years. So here I am today, 85 years old. And the older I get, the more I need this passage. So I'm reading it for myself. Okay. The Lord has kept me alive and healthy so I can take my share of the promised land. If God has a purpose for your life, he'll keep you healthy and well so you can do it. Even if other people drag you, hold you back like the Israelites did Caleb, God didn't forget his promise, and Caleb didn't forget his promise. So when they had an opportunity to go in, Caleb says, okay, Joshua, let me take this. This is mine. And Joshua says, go take it. 85 years old, and guess who lived in his land? The giants. It was the land of the giants. You remember the giant that David took down, Goliath? That was his family. They were still there. And he said, let me at them. I'm not a young guy like David. I'm 85. I'm going to go in and I'm going to take this land. And you'll be surprised to know that he did. Or not surprised. I am still as strong today. Why? Because he had a purpose, a plan. You have a call on your life. I have a call on my life. And I've had people ask me, when are you going to retire? When I drop dead, I guess. Sometimes I get tired. I think, man, I would just like to go to heaven. I said, Lord, can I retire? And he says, no. Okay. If he's got a plan, I'm going to hang with it. Can you say amen? It can get really tough like right now. Really tough. But God's going to help us all. Can you say? The Lord is the strength of my life. Come on. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. Verse 11, I am still as strong today because of the Lord as the day Moses sent me out. And that's when he was one of the spies that went in and spied out the land. And only two of them said we were well able to take it. One was Joshua and one was Caleb. The rest of them went back and told the people, these people are too strong. We cannot take this land. They cried all night and didn't go in, and so they wandered around in the wilderness till they all died off that were 20 and older. And then the young guys, along with two old guys, Joshua and Caleb, went in and took the promised land. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. You see, Caleb waited 45 years to take possession of his promised land. So wait on the Lord. Abraham waited for 25 years to receive Isaac. We pray and we do not receive in the next 5 minutes and we are ready to quit. Yay. But Abraham waited 25 years and Abraham waited 25 years, but Caleb waited 45 years. You don't give up on the things of God. Caleb is now 85, yet he is still as strong at 85 as he was at 40. Say this once again, the Lord is the strength of my life. Can you see that Caleb was able to do what he did because the Lord gave him the strength and the ability at 85? And it gives me great hope. You know, God has strengthened me, enabled me to keep going, and I believe he will as long as he has a plan for my life. Age doesn't matter. Somebody say amen. There's days I like to just check it in, go ahead and go to heaven and see, all right, can you say amen? Yay. And at this point, I've been here 45 years, so I got probably about as many people in heaven from this church as we have here. So I got a whole church over there. Hey, why can't I just go over there with them? But one of these days I will, but I'm on a mission. And I'm not sure I know all that it is, but I know I got to be here and bless God's people every way I can and preach the truth as much as I possibly can and live it and demonstrate it as much as I can. Verse 12, now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You need to have a no-so promise revelation. You can't just go around naming and claiming everything. There's so many people don't get that. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things seen. Caleb wasn't guessing. He knew he had an evidence, a no-so, that God had promised that to him, and he goes and takes it. Amen. Now give me this hill country. The Lord helping me. Here's his word. The Lord helping me. The Lord giving me strength and ability, I will drive them out just as God said, just as he, God, said. You see, in a way, he is saying, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Of course, he didn't know anything about Jesus Christ, but the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost was there. And he said, with God's help, I can do this and I will do it. Therefore, this old man took his promised land. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural forces abated. Why? I don't think all of us can just claim that. God had a plan and a mission for him, and he empowered him, enabled him, and strengthened him to go do it. And if you sit back and don't do anything, why should God strengthen you and help you? Exodus says, you shall serve the Lord and he shall take sickness away from the midst of thee. That is not to all Christians. That's to those who are serving him. Really serving him. You can be born again and be lazy and not do anything for the kingdom of God. That Linda Deering said, I mean, she's a go-getter. And nothing going to stop her. This is her birthday, so we know she's getting a little bit older. It hadn't affected a single thing. She's still going right after it, boy. And she goes into these nursing homes and hospitals and homes of shut-ins. Amen. And she goes right in facing all those germs and viruses and go in there to help get people healed and delivered. And she comes out healthy and well because of the strength of the Lord on her to keep her body strong and healthy and well. You see, the Lord gave Moses supernatural strength and health because he had a call on his life. Now listen to this. Now I gave you two verses to remember. I want you to memorize some verses. I'm going to try to help you. The Lord's the strength of my life. Anybody have any trouble with that one? It's short and sweet. Then the next one, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Here's your third one. Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. Listen. Boy, this is a doozy. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. I got on shoes today. One is made out of iron and it's black. I got another made out of brass. It's kind of shiny. Can you say amen? But when the devil sees those shoes coming, he knows to run. Can you say amen? Because I'm anointed of God, and it says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Let's read it like this. My shoes shall be iron and brass. I'll be able to tread upon serpents and scorpions, on anything and everything the devil has. And as my day, so shall my strength be. In other words, as long as I live, I'm going to maintain my strength because it's coming from God. Amen, Linda. Say amen. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. Okay, I want you to memorize it. Okay, let's change it to my. My. You ready? My shoes. Are y'all still there? One, two, three. My shoes shall be iron and brass, and as my days, so shall my strength be. Okay. My shoes shall be. Y'all let me down. Okay, let's start over. My shoes shall be iron and brass, and as my days, so shall my strength be. Okay, let's shorten it. As my days, so shall my strength be. Come on. As my days, so shall my strength be. Do you want that? You got to claim it. Devil's on a mission to shut you down and put you in intensive care. You got to believe that the Lord wants you strong and healthy and well. Somebody say amen. Well, I don't understand why this happened. Why. You quit worrying about what happened to somebody else and claim their promises for yourself. That's what I have to do. Most people my age have been retired a long time. And I'm still doing all kind of crazy things. I'm not. I'm not saying I'm getting older and I can't do that anymore. I'm saying, Dev, you better get out of my way. I got on shoes, man. One is iron, one is brass. I'll walk all over you. Okay. And I'm going to go into a lot of detail, but just recently I've been walking over top of some of these biggest mountains, 1,100 feet tall, you know, and it involved the radio towers and stuff. And I was out there with younger people, and I'm running off and leaving them, man. I'm trucking. I'm like, Caleb, get out of my way. Amen. Amen. You can tell by looking at me, man, I'm strong. Oh. Don't laugh, even though it's funny. But you know, we need to walk around saying that, especially if you get a little age on you. As my days, so shall my strength be. That's a promise from God. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, talking to his people. And as thy days, so shall thy strength be. As my days, so shall my strength be, as long as I obey the Lord like Caleb. Now, if I get sidetracked, start doing things I shouldn't be doing, things that God is rebuking me for, and he doesn't want me doing, if I start doing something like that, then it'll sidetrack me, and you too. But as long as we obey the Lord the way Caleb did, and say, he's the one that said, we're well able to take this. And at 85, he was still well able to take it, because he wasn't depending on himself, he was depending on the promise and the favor and the blessing and the strength of the Lord. I say this myself, I will never outlive his strength as long as I'm obeying him and serving him. As my days, so shall my strength be, because I'm on a mission from God. You can't use age as an excuse. Well, I'm getting older and I'm going to have to take it easy. Who said you have to take it easy? Senator Grassley, whatever you think of him. He is 92 years old, still in the Senate, and serving as chairman of one of the number one committees in the Senate. I heard him talking the other day. He was sharp as a razor blade, 92 years old, still on a mission. And it doesn't matter if you agree with his mission or not. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about he's 92 years old, and he still has a purpose and a plan, and he's going like crazy, straight ahead. You need to do the same thing. Well, I'm going to take it easy. I'm cutting back on some things so I can do other things. Some people have been wanting me to write a book, especially on prayer and fasting. And right now I see my tombstone. It says, Here Lies a Great Book. Here Lies a Great Book. Never got written. And so if I'm going to ever do it, I cut back on some things so I can get on that. You see, Lord also. And I'm just getting started. This is good. It's not good because of me. It's good because it's the Word of God. See, the Lord also strengthened us in the inner man, making us bolder and more courageous. You want to be bold and courageous like little David? Bold and courageous like Caleb? Bold and courageous like Joshua? It's the Lord that makes us bold and courageous. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man. To be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man. To be strengthened with power in the inner man. This is what we need right now. We need strength. We need to be strengthened with power in the inner man. As we pray and stand on his word, the Holy Spirit produces strength and power in the inner man. Just like Caleb, we can produce in any situation at any age. With the strength and the provision of the Lord, we can produce in any situation at any age. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him. You see, if we're weak, we can draw strength from him by dwelling in his presence. We can be empowered and strengthened in the presence of Jesus Christ right here, right now, in this church. We can be strengthened by getting in the prayer closet. Can you say amen? Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him. You can't do that if you don't set aside some time to get into his presence. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I come into him and fellowship with him, sup with him, and he with me. If you're going to know the strength of the Lord, you got to open that door. He's already talking. He's already speaking. So I'm trying to hear from God. Just open the door. He's already talking. Let me quote it again. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice. He's already talking. Open the door. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I come into him and fellowship with him, sup with him, and he with me. He's knocking right now. And many of you already answered just by being here. Have you sensed the presence of God in this room? And you have ever since you got here. You sense the presence of God? So you soak that up. Some of you are not cooperating. If you don't sense the power of God in here, especially in that praise and worship, you need to get right with God. I'll give you one more chance. Have you been sensing the power of God? See, you say, well, I'm too tired to go to church. What? That's where the strength is. Okay, how tired you are. If you have to get an ambulance, get over here. And then there's no excuse not to have a prayer closet. I'm just reading the Bible. People read it, they don't believe it. But I believe it. Be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. This Amplified Bible, it magnifies it. That's why it calls it Amplified. Yay. But it's got the true meaning. Be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him. You see, we can be empowered and strengthened in the presence of the Lord. The more time we spend in his presence, the greater our power and anointing and just strength. I'm telling you, that's the truth. If I don't get my prayer time in before bedtime, it's like I just feel drained. And then I say, I'm going to get my prayer time in. If I don't get much sleep, prayer is more important. And I get somewhere by myself and normally pray an hour until I really start feeling that strength and power of God coming over me. And then I go to bed. Sleep better. Can you say amen? You got to have priorities. And read it again. Be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him. 2 Timothy 4:16. At my first defense, no one supported me, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. The Bible says, Jeremiah, it says, cursed is the man that trusteth in man. And Paul had all these fantastic ministers surrounding him. And he probably felt pretty secure. But when he faced the man, you know, Alexander the coppersmith wanting to kill Paul, he looked around and every one of his supporters were gone. They're gone. And that day's going to happen to you too. Well, all these Christians, they're not supporting me. Not helping. God's going to allow that to happen, so you will have to trust him. At my first defense, no one supported me, but all deserted me. May it not be counted again. He said, I forgive them, and it's okay, because I didn't need them anyway. Amen. You need him. Look, but the Lord stood with me. And what did he do? Strengthened me. That's what we need right now, supernatural strength. The things we're going through right now. God's strength, God's ability, God's anointing. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen. So that through me the proclamation might be fully accomplished, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was rescued out of the lion's mouth. He said, God, the Lord Jesus, stood with me and empowered me and even delivered me from the lion's mouth so I could fulfill my call to preach. When God has a call on your life, if it's just to be a housewife, you know, if it's just to be a ditch digger, if it's just to be whatever, if that call of God's on your life, he wants to keep you healthy and well so you can do it. And there's no small tasks. We may see them as small, but to God, everything is important. Everything you do is important. It's not necessarily what you do, it's how you do it. Are you faithful? Can people depend on you? Can God depend on you? He says, I was rescued out of the lion's mouth. Who do you think rescued him? All of his workers that ran off and left him standing there by himself with his life being threatened? Paul could do all things, stand all alone, and escape the lion's mouth because the Lord stood with him and strengthened him, enabled him. And so can I. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Let's say that again. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. If you don't say it, you're going to miss out on some of the strength. Come on. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The strength, the power, the anointing comes from the Word. Jesus said, my Word is spirit and life. When you're meditating on the Word, it's spirit and life, and it gives strength. It gives life. It gives health and healing and restoration. Most of the time I've been healed is just meditating on the Word of God, as you've heard me say many times. In Luke 18, verse 1, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. You see, when we feel like giving up, we must pray. If we are no match for the problem we face, we pray until we are strengthened and enabled by the Holy Spirit. I face things all the time. I said, man, how in the world am I going to get this done? And I start calling on the name of the Lord until I feel like he's giving me wisdom and direction and strength. Sometimes he just tells me what to do. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, here you go. But those who wait on the Lord, those who wait in the presence of the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When you wait in the presence of the Lord, you're going to be empowered. You're going to be coming out of there like an eagle. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I've lived this way before I started pastoring the church, but since I started pastoring the church, I got a big problem. I get off of myself. I get before God. And a lot of times I sit down. Sometimes I kneel. Sometimes I lay down. I say, Lord, I've got to have help. I don't know how to do this. I need supernatural strength. And I pray sometimes an hour or two until and meditate on the Word until, boy, that power comes on me. And, boy, I start getting an attitude. Where is that devil? Man, I've got it now, devil. You better take off, man. I got on shoes. One is iron, one is brass. I'm going to walk all over you. As my day, so shall my strength be. Get out of here, devil. Hey, y'all pay attention. I'm just reading the Word. That's what it says. You don't do any good if you don't believe it. You know why I believe it? Because I put it to work. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that he keeps his word. When you start stepping out on the Word of God, he'll prove himself. Amen. That's why I believe it. I tried it. I liked it. It worked. I didn't say that right. It is working. It's still working. It's still working. It's not in the past. They shall walk and not faint. You see, The tired and the powerless get their strength from the Lord. Those who wait in the in his presence shall renew their strength. What are you in a hurry for? If you don't get his strength, you're probably going to fail. So why rush to your failure? Yay. Why get in a hurry to fail? Get in his presence till you get the strength, the ability, and the wisdom, and the knowledge, and the power you need. And then make sure you got those shoes on and go walk all over the devil. I give you authority to walk on serpents and scorpions with all the power of the enemy. You got one shoe iron, one shoe brass. What can stop you? Go. As my days, so shall my strength be. You see, we must believe, speak, and act on this word. If we seek supernatural strength and ability, if we seek, how many do you really do? You do really do, won't know. I'm trying to get in a hurry because I saw the clock. We must believe, speak, and act on his word if we seek supernatural strength. If you really believe in God for supernatural strength and health and ability, you need to believe the word and speak the word. With his stripes I'm healed. I can do all things through Christ. I got to. And then that second one, my shoes, iron and brass, as my days, so shall my strength be. That's what you got to quote, the word of God. Just Joshua chapter 1, verse 5, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. And then listen to verse 6. He tells Joshua, that's a promise, but you got to do something. Be strong and of good courage. That's a command. We're not to act like a bunch of cowards. We're to pray until we know he's with us. And then we become very strong and courageous and bold. Amen. Be strong and of good courage. In other words, rise up. That's what I just illustrated. When I'm facing a real difficult problem, I get prayed through, I get that anointing, I get that no-so, I've already won. Here I go. The devil don't run. He's going to have shoe tracks across him, one iron, one brass. No man will be able to stand. What does that mean? No man will be able to hinder you or stop you. They may want to, but the Lord's going to take them out if he needs to get them out of your way. I mean, I just read it. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. There's some people came against Moses and they died. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Rise up, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to your fathers to give them. What do you see there? He had a purpose. God had called him to help them to receive their promised land. That's what God has called me to do. To help you to receive your promised land. To believe God. To stand in faith. To pray and seek God. You get that supernatural strength and wisdom direction. And then go do it. There's a lot of people in this church right now on their way to becoming billionaires. Already millionaires. And they say it's because they believe these scriptures, these words that I've been preaching. And if you'll believe it, you can go to the next level. In Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter what you think. The word of God is real. It's where, and you can't sit there and question it. Well, I don't know, but if it's the word of God, you better stop that. The Bible says Jesus could not work any great miracles in a certain place because of their unbelief. According to your faith, so be it unto you. So what's your faith based on? The word of God. Be strong and of good courage. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life, but you have to be strong and of good courage. You got to rise up and take on the enemy. For you shall cause this people to inherit the land. You have a purpose. You have a plan. And I'm going to enable you to do it. No man's going to be able to hinder you as long as you are strong and of good courage and go do it. Verse 10, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the camp and command the people, prepare your provisions, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go to take possession of the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. God has given you this land, but now you got to get ready and go in. You see, the day will come when we must pack the U-Haul or the camel, and head for our promised land. Can't just keep sitting there. The day came when they had to be strong and courageous and march around Jericho. You see, we must say, the Lord is the strength of my life, and act on that confession. We must act on the command to be strong and of good courage. These times I just want to go hide, but I can't do that. Arise, be strong and of good courage. Get after it. If we believe we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us, we will act. Well, this is a big challenge. This is too big for me. It may be too big for you, but if you allow the Lord to strengthen you like Caleb did, you can go in and you can take it. That's what the Bible says. And you don't have to believe it. But if you want to be blessed, you have to believe it. Just the word, not my opinion, the word of God. You see, I believed I could go to college, even though very few people in my family went to college. And so I just signed up. And I went saying, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And daddy wouldn't help me one dime, but my real daddy helped me. And I was able to get 4 years of college without any debt. They had it all paid for. I had to work. But God will provide the work. Can you say amen? Then I felt led to go to seminary. So I signed up. Daddy wouldn't help me a dime. I went 7 years, college and seminary, and God took care of everything all the way. I had to work, sometimes even a full-time job, but God gave me the strength and ability to do that. Can you say amen? And I went to seminary saying, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And see, that's the way we must live our lives. I believed I could because I can do all things through Jesus Christ. You see, I believed we could start a church in Knoxville. So we loaded the U-Haul. Coming all the way saying, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And here we are 45 years later. This probably is worth about $25, $30 million. And it belongs to you. It belongs to God and to the members, of course. I have approached everything with this confession. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. But you need to know you're doing the right thing. I know I'm in the right place at the right time. It doesn't matter if things look good or look bad. I'm in the right place and I'm just grinning. Because he's gonna come through. He's going to come through on this parking lot lights too. Can you say amen? And he told me, 10 years ago, we missed 1 year because of COVID. He told me to raise $40,000 a year to fix this place up. I told the board, they agreed. I didn't really have the faith, but they did. And now I have it raising $40,000 a year for, I think it's 9 or 10 fundraisers. We will have gone over $800,000. When the Lord told me to do that, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. So $40,000 a year. But we've done a lot more than that. Most years it's double or triple. And that's the reason you're sitting here comfortable today, is because we had to replace all these air conditioners. They were shutting off and we were having hot services. And I mean sweaty hot, not spirit hot, sweaty hot. And look what God has done. You hear God, and you have to be strong and courageous and step out. God told me to raise $40,000 a year. I mean, people can agree with you or tell you you're crazy. But you people pray and hear from God. And every time I've said for 45 years, thus saith the Lord, y'all have been right with me. Some of you have been here all that time, too. 40 years or so or more. And we're successful because we believe God together, we hear from God together, and we have to be strong and courageous and step out and do crazy stuff that appears to be crazy. It's not crazy if God told you to do it. God told me to let down the net and have all these concerts. Now, for about 30 years, we had all the major citywide concerts. And then we started Vacation Bible School. Last few years, we had in the Vacation Bible School, we had an enrollment of over 2,000 busing city kids. See, God said do it, and he enabled us to do it. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have not I commanded you, be strong, vigorous, and very courageous? Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You see, why can we be strong, vigorous, and very courageous? Because the Lord is with us, and he has given us strength. He'll be with us everywhere we go. God expects us to be strong, vigorous, and very courageous. No matter the problem, the Lord gives us courage and strength to go take care of it. Haggai chapter 2, verse 4. Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, and be strong, O Joshua, and be strong, all ye people of the land, and work. It's not just enough for the leader to be strong and courageous. All the people must be strong and courageous. And be strong, all you people of the land, and work. For I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Be strong and work, because I'm with you. How many like that little four word? It's kind of a nasty four-letter word. Work. A lot of us want things easy, but when God gives you something to do, it's going to take some work. It took some work for me to memorize these scriptures I keep quoting. You see, we have strength and power because he is with us. Therefore, we work. If I believe the Lord has strengthened my life, I'll go do it. I will work. Okay, let's look at our promises. Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is the strength of my life. Come on, say that. The Lord is the strength of my life. Don't you let me down. Now do it. The Lord is the strength of my life. Philippians 4, 13. I can do all. Don't you run off and leave me. Let's do it again. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Come on. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And now the new one. Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. My shoes shall be. I'm running out of time. Say my. My shoes shall be iron and brass, and as my days, so shall my strength be. We all make an effort to memorize that this week and say it next week. Okay, if you can't get the whole thing, shorten it. As thy days, so thy strength be. That's what I do. If a promise seems too long, I memorize the short part, and then over time I start adding the others, the other part. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. When I confess these words from the Lord, I feel them working in me, producing strength, confidence, and ability, and I believe you will too. Let's stand.